On today's show, GM ceases its operations in Venezuela, Jeep reveals a plug-in hybrid in China, and a look at the possibility of creating hydrogen fuel from renewable sources. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, General Motors has been selling cars in Venezuela since 1948, but yesterday the company announced it has ceased operations in the country due to the government seizing its assets there. On Wednesday, authorities took over its plant, and the company claims it also illegally took other assets, such as vehicles. General Motors says it will take all legal action to defend its rights, and the U.S. government is also looking into the matter. Even though its operations have been halted, GM will still provide parts and services to its customers through its dealerships. The auto industry in the country is a disaster due to Venezuela's economic crisis. Reuters reports that only 2,800 vehicles were produced in the country last year, down 75% from 2015. And this year, it's even worse. In the first 2 months of 2017, only 240 cars have been built, and that's mostly by Toyota. Honda announced it's going to invest $124 million to build an advanced wind tunnel in Ohio. The facility will be used to develop and test both production vehicles and race cars. The new wind tunnel will be able to create speeds up to 192 miles per hour. It'll be located at the company's Transportation Research Center in East Liberty, and construction is slated to kick off this summer. Lincoln Co., the newly created luxury brand from Chinese automaker Geely, was originally targeting next year to start selling vehicles in the U.S. and Europe. But those plans have changed. Automotive News reports that it will now launch the brand in San Francisco and Berlin starting in 2019. Because owners will have the opportunity to share their cars, the company chose those locations due to the high amount of car sharing. The launch is also being delayed because Lincoln Co. wants to secure a company-owned network of dealers before it begins sales. And we'll take a look at some new reveals from the Shanghai Auto Show right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
Stricter fuel economy regulations in the coming years will force even the most unlikely of brands to electrify some portion of their lineup, including Jeep. That's why it just debuted the Yuntu concept at the Shanghai Auto Show. It's a plug-in hybrid that was designed with the Chinese consumer in mind. It is distinctly a Jeep. You'll notice cues from other Jeep models. But those horizontal headlights also give the Yuntu a little bit of a Volvo vibe. Suicide doors give way to a futuristic interior that has a ton of touchscreens to keep everyone entertained and copper accents that really pop out. The Yuntu is a good-looking concept, but it is still very clearly a concept. Speaking of hybrids, though, Honda pulled the wraps off the CR-V hybrid for the Chinese market. It uses the same powertrain setup as the Accord hybrid, which consists of a 2-liter engine, 2 electric motors, and a lithium-ion battery pack. Honda is currently not releasing any other details about the system or its fuel economy targets. The CR-V hybrid will go on sale in China soon, and while Honda hasn't officially said it will come to the U.S., I'm here to tell you it's very, very, very likely to come to the U.S. Speaking of green vehicles, coming up next, a look at creating hydrogen from renewable sources to power fuel cell cars.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
One of the big benefits of fuel cell powered cars is they only emit water. However, 95% of the hydrogen used to power those vehicles is created from natural gas, so a carbon footprint is being created. But Brian Pivovar from the National Renewable Energy Laboratory told us on AutoLine this week there are opportunities to create hydrogen from renewable sources, and it has advantages over batteries.
Even coming from natural gas, there's benefits in using hydrogen from natural gas within the system. However, there's also the possibility of building out and building towards something where you're taking water, which is ubiquitous and everywhere, and taking these abundant resources of the sun and the wind. We use so little of them. As we build up more and more capacity to generate more and more solar, because they're variable and intermittent in the way that they behave, oftentimes what will happen is we get a plethora of them. If we take the extra and we run it into hydrogen, we can then use that to power our transportation, power our industry in clean, renewable, sustainable ways that just wouldn't be possible otherwise.
So in a way, what you're saying is instead of using solar or wind to generate electricity and store it in batteries, you're saying store it in hydrogen.
Yeah. And there's some implicit advantages in hydrogen over batteries, particularly in long duration storage. So like solar power, you tend to get more of it in the spring and you tend to need more of the energy in the winter and fall. And you can't do that kind of time shifting with things that don't involve chemical bonds and don't have the energy density of things like hydrogen. Hydrogen can either be the starting point, or you can just take that hydrogen and do things like make ammonia or make synthetic natural or make natural gas or make hydrocarbons and then use them as well. So hydrogen can be a stepping point as one of these intermediate energy carriers to all of these other things as well.
For more insight into the viability of fuel cells, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for making AutoLine Daily a part of your day. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.